All right, boys. It's time to spread them and get to the naked truth.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Naked Truth. I have a question for you fellas. Are you touch starved? The answer is yes, if you have to think about it. The absence of nurturing touch is a very real psychological situation that occurs when you don't have enough or any physical and/or emotional interaction with others. Single men and those in broken relationships are prime targets. Given how a simple hug helps to reduce anxiety, lower heart rate and blood pressure, and bring about a sense of calm, it's easy to see how the repercussions of touch deprivation can completely undermine a guy's emotional health. Our guest today is Jimmy, and I can't pronounce his last name. Jimmy, what is your last name?
Yalilis.
It's Greek. And you look Greek. He's coming in via Zoom today, so he's not in the studio with me, but I can see him. He is a board-certified licensed massage therapist and co-owner of Advanced Massage Arts and Education. He brings over 24 years of experience in the massage and bodywork industry, having taught health and massage classes in 13 states and across Arizona. Jimmy's also authored more than 45 articles for both Massage Magazine and Natural Wellness Online, has been a Reiki master since 2008, and obtained his yoga teacher training certification in 2017. Phew, this is all in 24 years?
All just trying to live my best life as best I can.
And give everyone else their best lives as well. The prevalence of men's unmet emotional needs is at a critical level. So many socio-cultural bullshit aspects about how a real man who yearns for emotional connection is considered soft or weak. Give us a deeper understanding, Jimmy, why men feel pressure to avoid expressing emotions.
I feel like there's such a multifaceted answer to that idea. Certainly, there's many cultural underpinnings. We know that many people may have been raised in families that may have very just either traditional or archaic ideas of what about health and wellness, about just general how a man should show up to the world, whether that is receiving touch or not. I think a lot of people may grow up in such a way that I was grown up where touch was just not in the house. So if that's the case, then someone's already starting behind the eight ball, so to say, as far as understanding what touch can mean. And does touch mean something only sexual in someone's mind? Or does it mean connection in people's minds? Does it mean intimacy? It's hard to say until we've gone through that learning curve. Certainly, again, there's all kinds of societal influences, even social media now. We know that has the influences of what image do I see scrolling past me over and over again? Mm-hmm. And is that desirable or not? Do I want that or not? And I think at the end of the day, we are still primitive in many ways with how our limbic brain works. Our limbic brain certainly wants touch and wants the basic needs of life met, food, water, sex, shelter. But then there's the other higher brains, the cerebrum brain that says, well, there's more to it than just the act of touch. There is the connection I derive from touch and the utility, the satisfaction I derive from touch. So I think all that we're saying here in the next last little bit has been really coming down to how do I understand what touch really is? And do I understand what touch is? And do I, in a certain context, how do I understand it? And how can I deepen my understanding of what touch means for every aspect of my life?
Good points. Excellent points, because we're all getting mixed messages based upon how our parents were trained by their parents and their parents, and then also religious restrictions, which it's very infuriating when you hear our sexual components in our body are only meant for procreation. So if that's the case, everyone, first of all, you need to read Sex at Dawn, D-A-W-N. It is a phenomenal book that goes through the biological and other ways that we are definitely sexual beings. And you listed it in your four primary components of life. Sex was in there, Jimmy. So how do we get past what is drilled in our head? What do men do if their emotional needs are not being met when working against the sociocultural issues of them telling themselves they can't do this?
Right. And I think I have to go back to the fundamental aspects of what do we as human beings want? We all want love. We all want to be loved. And we all want to live with a sense of purpose. So everything I think that we do, decide to do, align ourselves with, goes to those three aspects. And I think in the case of touch and being deprived of healthy touch, however we define healthy, that's again up to subjective issue. But I think that in the end, if we can find a way to help people see that touch of all kinds is healthy, as long as we have that intention of, love behind it and positive intention behind the touch, it is meant to be because we are meant to be touched. We have nerve endings upon nerve endings, millions upon millions upon them around our body. They wouldn't be there if we weren't meant to be touched, right? So we know that we are meant to be touched. In fact, we've seen studies of infants who don't get touched early in life. They have a lot more physical and mental and emotional challenges later in life just because of the non-touch early in life. So I think that when we start looking at those research items from Touch Research Institute of Miami, we start seeing the psychological effects of a lack of healthy touch. We can certainly see that we all need it. But then there's that other cultural underpinning that I think has been difficult to move past in our society, which I'll remind us as the Me Too movement. Then we know that was really prevalent, I think, back in 2017, 2018, 2019. And I know there's still many men today who do not feel comfortable with touching another person in general, just for the fear of repercussion, the fear of, am I going to be accused of something? Even myself, I've been a very huggy kind of person. I like to give hugs, and it's just just very, very affectionate, just in general, of a Greek descent. So we just often give hugs, is not even thinking about it. But I have to realize these days I can't just go up to any random person and give them a hug. I need to ask for permission. So I think there's that extra element too of a fear factor of I don't want to be accused, I don't want to be canceled. And that's very difficult to overcome.
No doubt. And it's also guys don't want to even catch eyes with anyone walking by them in the street because that can erupt into a harassment case. Anything can, even if the woman never looked at you, it can all be faked. And
Right.
you go ahead with your thought, but then I want to know how you worked your way out of a sterile home life in childhood to be the affectionate, comfortable person you are today.
I think for me, it was definitely the going to a school that encouraged touch. I went to massage therapy school at age 22, and I understand there's many touch-based programs out there. It could be even be a non-touch, but it could be a holistic course, like a breath work class, like a yoga teacher training, Pilates training, something that encourages body awareness. And I think that if once we develop body awareness in certain ways, then we ourselves can start to break down some of the walls that we've built up over the years and then become more comfortable in our own skin. We always have to start within and become comfortable with ourselves because I really believe that we attract and we bring in towards our lives what we are putting out. So if I feel fear every day, that's going to be the energy that likely enters my world. But I feel like if we develop healthy body awareness, we are then going to attract other people who do feel safe with us and safe with that level of touch. And in my career, I've been a massage therapist 24 years. I've never been accused of inappropriate touch. I've never had any, cases against me or anything of that nature. Because I feel like, again, the more inner work I did, that projects outwards, and then people then recognize what I'm about, the
Safe.
vibration I put out.
Yes, safe and welcoming. Yes, non-threatening. At Snake Charmer Men's Body Waxing, I have relaxation services for the very reason of touch starvation. 99% of those who come to me are in dead relationships or are single, have the worst self-image because of whatever's happened in their past. And when they, for the first visit, when I initially lay hands on them, I am blessed with some wonderful energy that uplifts and sometimes scares people. The quivers in the body and the gasp of air that quietly goes in, and then all of a sudden, after about 2 minutes, they relax and start breathing again. So it hurts my heart to see these people living a life and a lie that everything's great. We, if it's a relationship, we get along great, except for this really big part. But if I don't say anything to her, then everything is great. So you're living a lie and you know it, but there are too many complications to leaving a relationship. First of all, everyone out there, think about bringing the government into your relationships with the marriage certificate. There is a lot of shit that goes on there that prevents you from walking away as an adult from your relationships without being scathed. So that's my little perch speech. You continue with your thought, please.
Oh, yes. And I think about the idea of the chakra system at play here. I definitely encourage anyone who is listening, who might be resonating with, well, how do I start? Where do I start with this awareness and what kind of classes would I take? I think learning about chakras is fascinating because chakras represent areas of our body that govern us physically and metaphysically. So physically, the lower chakras, which are now at the base of our body, at the root base of our spinal column, can move up the body, like lower abdomen, upper abdomen, chest area. Certainly, they govern the physical organs of the area. But then there's the other areas that are governed too. And once we start recognizing when I am in a state of dis-ease, not disease, but dis-ease with, let's say, stability in life, foundation in life, support in any way, including receiving healthy touch. I think once we can start to recognize, how do I find that foundation? How can I work on that actively within myself, within my circle of life? Then we start recognizing that lower chakra does start to harmonize, which can mean better physical function, which can translate to better sexual function as well as any of the other organs nearby. I think it's really healthy that people start to look and examine into what chakras are, because I think there's a big key in the lessons learned in the chakra system, that if I can work on myself first, my foundation, my general lot in life, making sure I have what I need for myself first, then I can begin to work on myself, work with my relationship with others, eventually loving relationships from there. But it's hard to find that love, and as far as romantic love and such, it's hard to find harmony there if my foundation has been shaken, if that is not a sure foundation.
And that's,
so I always think it's pretty healthy for that.
Excuse me, had you finished? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yes.
Besides flesh and bone and blood, we are energy. And that's, chakra is a scary woo-woo concept to a lot of people. So you're a dude, and the listeners are mostly dudes, and this is for dudes. So there is a camaraderie already with you talking about this. A lot of these guys are going to shudder at the thought of having to seek out where to go for something they're not sure they're going to be comfortable with. So chakra work, you do all this. You have all of this. They can come to you if they're in the Phoenix Valley area. There's no mystery of where they can go and maybe not be treated the way they're supposed to. You are no smoke and mirrors. You are the absolute, I guess, person to go to find all of the answers they can bring to themselves because of all of your modalities. Trauma deprivation does elicit a touch deprivation does elicit a trauma response, does it not? Okay,
sure,
so much so that your many massage modalities include trauma healing methods. Is it fair to say that guys who are experiencing a lack of touch and are emotionally confused can start with something like that?
Yes, and I definitely encourage us to think about what the word trauma might represent. Trauma does not have to mean something so huge I saw on TV and I didn't go through that, so I'm not the same. It's, trauma can be with a little t. It doesn't have to be capital size T. It can be a little t for spelling out trauma. That small changes over time, small occurrences, well, that seem small, are actually big in our bodies. It could be as simple as I got rejected in high school. I got rejected by particular people in my life. I tried to go out with someone and it didn't quite work out. I tried to have healthy relationships and maybe some things happened along the way. Yeah, it may not seem as big as a plane crash, but still, your body still retains a response as if it was that big. And it's very insidious. Very insidious. That's why some modalities as simple as a simple massage or breath work or simply a nice 5-minute meditation. Doesn't take breaking the bank to do any of this. It could just be simply be something I do at home just for like 5 minutes to simply calm the breath. If I can control my breath, I know I can then control my body. So I always start with the breath first because it's not always easy to feel like you can control your body, but if you can control the breath, I know the body will follow suit. And doesn't have to be the long hour-long yoga class. That's a going for the home run right away. Maybe we just go just for 5 minutes. Maybe just 2 minutes, just to sit quietly and just, okay, I did it for 2 minutes. Awesome. Next time I'll go for 2.5. Next time I'll go for 3. But yes, I think in the end, it really is about bringing about self-awareness and knowing that trauma has occurred in big ways or small ways, no matter how big or small is perceived, it still affects the body the same. The same mechanisms in the brain, that Pes circuitry in the brain that is like the stress activator some system in your brain, that Pes circuitry can activate no matter what type of trauma has occurred. And just to go back to your prior question about the idea of, how is this occurring and such in our society, and I think a lot of things happen in middle school and high school and young adult years that people might just overlook easily. And I was young, I was 18, I was stupid, whatever. That still affected us. That still affected us. That rejection that maybe we felt for at age 16 could have affected us and created a thought pattern within our brain that still affects us today. So I do recommend for some clients, for some patients, a good old-fashioned counselor can just be a great thing to at least get it off the chest. Or if we don't want to see a counselor, like see someone physically, I've gone through counseling 3 times, so I will say there's no shame in seeing a counselor. I'm very much just as much of a man as anyone else for going through counseling. But if that doesn't resonate right away, maybe just writing down like a timeline. From this age, when I started high school or middle school, and this year this happened, this year that happened, this year that happened, yeah, put it all on paper. That can maybe help start to kind of put some thought into, okay, what can I do now to help move past this or manage the feelings around it? I don't know if you ever beat it per se, but I think we learn how to manage and cope. And I think that once we learn means that managing coping, whether it's getting massage or other types of healing body work, hypnosis or chakra body work or Reiki, whatever you want to prescribe to, end of the day, I think putting things on paper first, helping us see what can I work with, what do I need to work with, and we find a good professional to work with. I think that right there starts a wonderful journey on self-love.
Perfect. Excellent. Coping gets a really bad rap. That's almost like, okay, you're just going to get the dregs of life because you're only going to be able to cope. But we're all mechanism of coping, and we're all in forms of survival mode throughout the day, the week, the month. We're on just automatic pilot with that. We can't control how things hit us unless we are the Dalai Lama, who can just, his brain is his own and he can do what he wants with it. You have a, oh, go ahead.
What a great point that you bring up to here in that we do find ourselves living in fight or flight mode. But there are more than just two F words. We have seven F words relating to the sympathetic response, the response in which we are protecting ourselves. We have many F words. We have fight, and flight. Those are the two common words because those are in the anatomy books. We also have freeze. We have feign. Feigning implies pretending to be meek, pretending to be weaker. Because if I appear meek, maybe you won't hurt me. We have fawning, which is people pleasing. We have fib, fibbing, lying, lying to protect oneself. And then the last F word, the naughty F word, right? So
You can
maybe
say it.
that
This is
is
not radio.
on this podcast, I can say the word
Yes, you
fuck, right?
can.
There you go, indeed. So certainly people use that. See, people can use sexuality as a means to cope, but also to maybe hide and protect themselves as well. Maybe in this physical act, I can act out feelings and in a way to protect my feelings. So there's all those F words involved, and all of those F words represent this idea of protection, self-preservation. And I think it's good that we acknowledge that on the show.
That is so good. So here's an interesting question for you. Is there anyone on this planet who's not aware of the Seinfeld episode where Costanza gets massaged by a man and comes out absolutely out of his mind with worry because he says it moved? And of course, he's talking about his penis. And right there, it was funny as hell, and that's what it was meant to be, but it does reflect reality. Can you speak, please, to a man getting massaged by a man and why it's okay, and it is just social mandate for you guys to be afraid of that.
You know, it's interesting, and I've been a massage therapy educator for many years too. And I remember many time entry-level students would come into the school and they would share off to the side saying, Jim, I'm not so sure about receiving massage from I'm a male, but again, and I don't know how I feel about this classroom arrangement if I happen to be partnered with this other guy and such. So it's interesting to see that. That was the first time in my life I had encountered that, kind of a challenge in a classroom. And personally, I have never had a situation where I've been on a table and felt weird about it. But I understand that many people can, because many times people may misunderstand or not really fully comprehend what a massage therapy session is. And that's why I say the word massage therapy. Because after all, I'm not a massager. I'm not a tool per se. You can buy a massager anywhere and there's a tool on your body. Great, it feels good. But again, I'm not just a tool. I'm actually a therapist. And that, so I invite people to think about that word therapy. It was added to the word massage because just the word massage implies, okay, touch. We're touching. Okay, great. Feelings may arise during touch. Understand. That's why I was very wise many, many moons ago that there were the word therapy was added. That a massage therapist is someone who works with the whole body, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. That there can be clients on the table who I've had on my table, male and female, any gender, and they have had those existential moments of saying something like, I feel like myself. I don't know what you did, Jimmy G, but I feel like myself. I feel like I was able to tap into my true self. And that's where the therapy aspect lies, that my goal is to work with you beyond the physical, to help you feel whole again. And that's what any massage therapist is trying to do. It's simply about working with tissues, but metaphysically as well, that people walk away and get a sensation of, I feel whole, I feel connected, I feel my body again, like maybe I've been disconnected from my body for a long time, and now I finally feel connected and it feels different. It feels weird, maybe, or feels good. But again, not everyone is really connected to their body. In fact, I think over the years, whatever has been cell phones or electronics, or maybe I look at myself and I say, I'm no Chippendale. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not a Chippendale. I don't have the six pack abs. It's easy for someone like me to say, I don't look like that guy. So I'm not sure if I am sexy. I'm not sure if I'm all that. So maybe we've had that disassociation over the years. I know many women have told me they feel that same way, and many men also feel that way.
Yes.
Maybe my butt doesn't look as good in the Wrangler jeans. Maybe I'm not, the star quarterback kind of body, so I'm not worth it. I know many men have felt that way too. So let's acknowledge that, and let's acknowledge that massage is therapy, and I can help people feel their bodies again. And then from there, there's other treatments that can be done, whether it's counseling or energy work practices, Reiki, whatever energy work practices we want, that can really help us cope and manage these feelings about now I'm here in my body. I used to be in my head or in the screen. Like Instagram is a classic example of this, where it's easy to scroll and scroll, and you see body after body after body after post, and then our brains might do start a little comparison. Do I look like that? Do I not? Oh no. So again, we get used to that kind of thinking in our society, scrolling through, and then we get out of our bodies. So again, any good massage you get, I think, is going to help you bring it back to your body, but get that therapy involved. The therapist will be able to help you feel whole again.
And it is not sexual. And if you get a vibe of sexual, you're not in a place like Jimmy's. So you if you're not here in the Phoenix area, you can reach out to him, correct, Jimmy?
I know therapists all over the
Yes.
country. Yes, I've had good network built, and I'm so
Good.
glad you said that. We have to acknowledge that. Many times in TV, it's joked about, oh, massage, jokes, sex and such. And it's too bad that our profession has been
Bullied.
what's the word there? Yes, yeah, bullied in some ways. We certainly have been miscategorized because massage was always meant to be a healing art. I mean, certainly could someone put a sexual intention is there. It's possible. People do that. And again, I think that's going away from the therapy aspect that I talked about before. But I think in the end, when we're talking about healing our bodies, healing ourselves on all levels, we want to make sure that our massage therapist is really keen to keeping us a very safe and non-judgmental, neutral space.
Yes, that's a perfect way to wrap this up. Do you have anything else you would like to add? We are going to put your link associated with the link for this show so they'll know where to find you. Any closing words?
I think in the end, I really appreciate that you are willing to broach this subject. And again, so many men may feel like, well, there's no means for me, that there's many, many programs, many, many classes geared towards women and uplifting women. And yes, deservedly so. Yes. At the same time, I think many men feel like, but what about me? Just because I'm a male doesn't mean I am that privileged. Not every man has a privilege of being able to live an easier life just because you're a man.
Well,
That could be a
because
societal attitude you got to overcome.
real men, quote unquote, real men have certain aspects to live up to, and otherwise they're soft or weak. So that's first getting over the sociocultural things and then coming in contact with people like you, who's a man again, and has been through, you have done the legwork. You've done the arm work and you've done the back work, but you've done the legwork for guys to feel comfortable with men.
In the end of the day, I want to make sure every person on my table feels like they can be authentic. And one more thing to add would be studying the yin yang. Studying yin yang is a great way to help bring about self-awareness and awareness about the duality of life, that we want to remain balanced. Our bodies and brains do have a yin yang balance that's trying to achieve. Sometimes we need the firmness, sometimes we need the softness, sometimes we need to step in to spaces of action. Sometimes we do need to step back in moments of reflection. So I think that studying chakra, studying breath work, studying the yin yang theories, diving into books like the Tao Te Ching would be excellent.
And if they're
Tao Te
not
Ching.
that deep into getting in things, they want to start with a toe in. What do you
Yes.
remember? What do you recommend? A massage
Oh,
or
I recommend simple massage and simply closing your eyes and breathing for 1 minute and just asking yourself what feels different after just 1 minute of breath work.
okay.
I think starting within is always ideal. And then just getting a regular massage, no expectations. Just simply lay there, just receive what we receive. And then from there, notice how you feel different afterwards. I just lay there after the massage is over, the therapist has left the room, and just notice what feels different in my body. And then we can go home and start to examine how we feel afterwards, too.
Okay, so then listeners can click on the link when the show goes live or gets put up and contact you to find a place if they're not here in Phoenix. So thanks to the listeners for joining us today. Hang tight for another minute. You'll definitely want to hear this naughty word from our sponsor, Snake Charmer Men's Body Waxing. Until next time.
Hey guys, there's a reason why so few body waxing hair removal studios don't want to deal with your cock and balls. And many that do shouldn't. All waxers are not created equal. Our boys deserve to be placed upon a pedestal, not in a vise. The gals at Snake Charmer Men's Body Waxing work exclusively with men, on men, and for men, dedicating their careers to providing a safe place both physically and emotionally where we gentlemen are free from the social crosshairs of man bashing. Head over to snakecharmerwaxing.com or click on the sponsor image to see how they wax what others won't. All right, boys, it's time to zip it up and get on out of here.